Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Rusty Mansell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. I see the look on Bo's eyes right now, Rusty.
Well,
he's ready to ask you something.
He's deep, isn't he?
Well, it's good to add some flavor to the show after Dylan's generic-ass Christmas
I was show prepping, so I'm not gonna let that influence me today on my opinion of him.
It's still really high. Oh really? He's got two strikes already with you, Rusty. He hasn't seen the Stranger Things home. And on top of that, man's like, I'm gonna make a Christmas dessert list, and he put basically it's all like
prison cookies.
It's all cookies.
It was like
prison cookies.
I like gingerbread cookies. Hold the ginger, and then I like sugar cookies.
He
did throw fudge in there.
I tell you what, Dylan. When you come up to see the Stranger Things house in Rome, we'll take you to lunch in Rome. I'm gonna take you to a place, get you a good lunch, and I'm gonna get you a really good dessert. Here's the thing about Rome, and I laugh about this because I understand it. It's so hard to get there. People think like you got to catch a flight to Rome. Like, oh my God, you live in Rome. I'm like, man, it is 1 hour and 5 minutes from downtown Atlanta. What makes Rome hard to get to is once you get off 75.
Yeah.
It's 35 miles into Rome, off of the interstate. But going north out of the city, like I can literally leave right here at Colony Square and I'll be home in 1 hour and 10 minutes. It's nothing, you know?
Yeah,
but people are like, man, I can't go to Rome. My God, we're going to stay 3 nights and 4 days up there to make that trip.
No, and it's so nice, too. We did all of our venue stuff for our wedding out of Rome. So I went to, like, Harvest Moon and downtown.
Our downtown has really picked up. Man.
Unbelievable.
We have the Georgia Elite Classic this weekend, Bo, in Rome. We have 700 high school football players and flag football players coming to Rome.
Wait, wow.
So we moved it out. I helped run that. I don't own it. I helped run that. We moved it out of Rome last year just because of some logistical things and all that. And the response to the families that are like, oh, my gosh, we're back in Rome. Because for the parents, their kids can practice, will play. All the games are on TV Sunday on Atlanta News First. But parents are like, man, I love downtown Rome. Like, I had no idea. You know, people think we're like, we got a Dollar General and like a Hardee's. You know what I mean? We got a little more to offer there.
Is Schroeder's Deli still there?
It's still rocking and rolling. Best potato skins in the world. The only place, and I've mentioned Schroeder's, and he thanked me, that's the only place in the entire world I'll eat ranch. It's homemade ranch dressing.
Hmm.
And I don't like it anywhere else. I just don't. But I'm telling you right now, when I go there, that is the only place that I eat it there. But homemade potato skins, everything.
Allie, way back when, Young Squid, we used to drive all the way to Rome on a Friday night because you'd get a warm sandwich.
Oh, yeah,
They had good fries.
Waffle fries.
You get a cold one if you wanted. It didn't matter. And then you could sit out, and they had like this back patio wasn't a patio. It was like enclosed with other buildings.
Closed courtyard, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd have a live band. And it was so much fun.
I think
fun.
It's been there since 81, but it's a staple of Rome for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that place. Yeah. Allie does not know now, and I know that her world's about to be like completely thrown off right now.
She's nervous, I can tell. She's grabbing her pen.
Look at her. She
just crossed her arms.
She's 20.
Now listen, we're not going back after you say this.
I know.
You work with her every day.
I know.
This is not, I'm a guest on
this
here.
This is really more about you than her.
Okay, all right.
But it's just going to throw her out because she's like 25 days of Christmas hats. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Very festive. She's been ready for Christmas probably since like Halloween with gifts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Give her the 120 seconds on Rusty Manziel. Not even just as much as you need on Rusty Manziel's method to Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah, this is going to throw Allie.
Oh, you just go tomorrow. I mean, there's no pressure. What's left is what's left.
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, man. You get up, you get a good breakfast in. Like right now, like real men are starting to think, like, I got to do a little shopping tomorrow. You know what I mean? I got to get out, do a little bit. You want to talk about I think Akins Ford is one of our sponsors here on Nice
Time.
It is, and it's in Winder. I think it's the largest or the most – they sell the most Ford trucks in the United States. Shout out Akins and Winder. That parking lot and their sales lot will look the same tomorrow because there will be 3,000 F-150s at every Target, every K Jewelers, every Sam's, Costco, everything tomorrow. But you just see, you just own business. Like, there's no messing around. You got to go in, and what's left is what's left.
So, okay, you're telling me the man who had to pull some favors to find out when George's bye is next year so his daughter can get married is just now going to start Christmas shopping tomorrow.
I have to. It's kind of a tradition. I'm already, social media is already, I had a DM this morning from somebody that sent me a meme. It was like, real men are just now starting to think about tomorrow. So, I don't know that I could stop it now if I wanted to, because if I don't go out and go Christmas Eve shopping tomorrow, I will be I'll be dead man walk. I'll have to have my content up first thing in the morning. Now, I went back and showed Zeno. It all kind of started social media wise in 2019, and I documented like every stop. I don't do that anymore, but I'll get the content up in the morning when I get out and about, kind of set the scene. The early reports are, and I know this might throw some men for a loop, there's no cucumber melon left anywhere in America. Like, it is gone.
Wow.
Like, you can, the hot list, I know that's always a hot item, the cucumber melon, but there's not any of that anywhere in America. So you can just move to the next item for your lady.
Rusty, as much as I could talk about how you Christmas shop all day long.
It's insane.
This, I got to talk to you because I think you have as much insight as anything. And I feel like the rest of the college football watching world is starting to fully grasp and understand what the sport has become with rosters.
Yep.
I'll get my Florida mention in already.
Come on.
Florida's obviously got a coaching change, but literally every day it's this player is leaving or this player is going to come back. And then you saw was it Maiava out in USC, sign a contract extension.
USC's been releasing their guys. They've been releasing publicly who signs.
Yeah, yeah. Lenore Sellers had a video or some crap.
Yep.
Can you kind of give us a little bit of insight behind the scenes of how this is playing out, though? Like, how coaches are – like, Kirby right now is having to recruit for the final signing day, his players on his team, and prepare for Ole Miss come January 1st.
He gets paid $13 million a year to do that. But it is a different world. And I can tell you right now, I don't have to ask, I can tell you right now why USC is doing that, because we're sitting here in Atlanta talking about them and what they're getting. Every player that basically re-signs a deal, they're releasing it like the Falcons are signing Kirk Cousins. You saw the set. They're in a desk, and you see a kid with a pen, and it's the USC football site. I don't like that. But it doesn't matter. It's the way that college football is. Lenore Sellers releasing a video. that was his choice. It's there's so much into college football now. The way I talk to people is, look, it's different, and it's not changing. It's not going to change. Okay, what you got to hope and what I believe in is college football on Saturday is still the product that I love. It's still the – you saw Texas A&M crowd this weekend. You saw the crowd at Ole Miss. Unbelievable. You even saw the crowd at Oregon to play, you know, Pace Academy, whoever they played. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, I mean, that's another whole subject. But no offense, Pace Academy is a great program. But – God, don't get me lit up this morning with those folks. But, you know, college football is still who it is on Saturday. The path to get there is a mess. It is a mess. And I know a lot more than I probably should behind the scenes from a lot of different coaches. And it's a mess, man. It is absolutely a mess. I worry about the future of these young men because, you know, here they are 19, 20 years old. And they're making the most money they'll ever make in their life. Yeah. And a lot of them are not going to end up with a degree. You know, where are we going to be at 28 years old? I hope that somebody is helping these young men put the money back. Because when you're 19 years old, Allie, and you're making $900,000 a year, and everybody is kissing your ass, and everybody's telling you how good you are, and you've got all these people that are leeching onto you at some times and telling you this and telling you what you want to hear, what's going to happen when you're 29? And, you know, you call somebody and they say, hey, I've got a job for 60 a year with benefits. And you're like, I'm not working for 60 a year. And number one, you don't have a degree. So I just hope I have no problem with these kids making money. I have been to homes of five stars that I was afraid to step in the house because the floor was shaky. You know, so I see both sides of it. Yeah. I understand there's a window. I just hope that everybody is taking the best opportunity to use this as a jump start in life and not a peak in life.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Was there any world or is there a time frame? I don't even know how long it would take to get this settled into an appropriate.
The problem is, and my boss, Shannon Terry, if you follow him on social media, he gets real with it and everybody's like, we want a commissioner. That's not going to happen because there's too many people with different. The conferences would have to come together. And, Bo, you know that. I mean, you might get the SEC and Big Ten to come together, maybe.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to join them because they know that that's the two biggest kids on the street. You know what I mean?
The bullies.
That's the two bullies. And why would the Big 12 want to get in there and like, let them take advantage? Everybody's looking out for their own. So we're a long way away. I just think we've got to find a limit on the amount of transfers and that type of thing. We got kids bouncing year to year from school to school when it just you're not going to get ahead in life running from issues sometimes.
Yeah, I heard and I know you mentioned the James Madison stuff, and I actually have other questions I want to ask you, but I heard Carl Benson talk yesterday. He used to be he was part of the MAC and Atlantic, and they asked him about the group of five or group of four, whatever, moving away you know, and having their own playoff. And so you didn't get James Madison versus Oregon. And he said that those schools.
$100 million
off the top.
Yeah,
not even the revenue that they got from that. And so you're going to have to go over that. There's so many. That's why nobody can come together, because everybody's reaching. Somebody was saying things. Someone said, why does college games start like 20 minutes after they're supposed to? Because TV controls their start time.
Correct.
The NFL controls the NFL start times on certain weeks. We were, real quick, we were, it's you. We're always go late with you.
It's true.
I saw some people talking about, well, Kirby's been probably preparing for Ole Miss this whole time. And I was like, well, I think Kirby and his coaches were probably behind the scenes game planning for Ole Miss and what would change with, you know, Pete Golding running the show, Charlie Weiss Jr. calling plays. But the reality is, correct me if I'm wrong, but last couple of weeks has been Kirby and the coaching staff basically sharpening the iron that they are for what the things they need to get better at.
Probably that too. Also meeting with players and redoing deals. And I know he kind of danced around. I listened to him. He kind of danced around that question a little bit yesterday in the press conference. Yeah, they're redoing deals. They're re-signing players. They're not releasing that. Kirby's he is the CEO of that company, so he's going to be involved with all that. I was told they had a particular group in that building that prepared for Tulane, that scouted Tulane. And I would say the most resources in that building went to the Ole Miss. You can only get so much. I do agree with Kirby. He said yesterday, sometimes a rematch is overhyped. You know what I mean? Because Georgia's a lot different team, I think, defensively than they were that game. Yeah, they've gotten better. I don't think Ole Miss is going to be a ton different because it's still the same coaches. Here's the question on Pete Golden. When Pete Golden has to stare down the entire week of a Sugar Bowl, being the head coach, handling the press conferences, be the guy that has to call the timeout, be the guy that decides in meeting time, that's what Pete Golden has not faced. But on the field, Ole Miss is still Ole Miss. They're going to have the same game plan. They're going to be able to function the same way. They'll make some changes on what they think they could have done better against Georgia and probably anticipate. I think the biggest X factor is Pete Golden has never walked in this building and been the guy to face that, because that is a big game, the Sugar Bowl. That is a big game week. There's a lot on you with that.
Yeah, don't forget real quick too. I know you know this, but some of the people out there, like, it's also this is everything decision is now made is where they stay, what they eat, what time they do
stuff.
Yeah,
logistics stuff that the football ops guy can help there, and they also designate, like, hey, when Georgia comes here for the SEC championship, they're going to stay at the Marriott 1 year. The next year they'll stay at the Omni. They just designate. So some of those things are taken out of you, but the meeting times, how you're going to function every day. I don't want to dig too much into it, but think about last year with Kirby Smart and the terrorist attack that happened. It's unplanned. How do you handle that? You know, they were trying to figure out, number one, are we playing? Number two, can we get to a walkthrough because the city of New Orleans was shut down? You can only meet so many guys. You never want to have to face that, but there is situations where you are the guy now. So you have to make all of those, and that's the one thing I would say with Pete Golden. This is game two, and this is year 10 with Kirby. It's a little different scenario. This is a big freaking game, and they all are now. But to walk in that Sugar Bowl, there's a lot going on for head coach.
Well, and obviously Kirby wants to win the Sugar Bowl for all the reasons, but could it just be a little extra sweet this year if he gets to rip away check from Lane Kiffin?
Well, how about that? How about Lane just sitting around getting $250 Saturday for tweeting?
Hey, that is the most ridiculous contract ever.
I mean, we all need Jimmy Sexton. And I know Jimmy met him through some mutual people. Hilarious. The one thing I wish Jimmy would do, this dude is hilarious. If you ever have a minute to spend with this guy, it's hilarious. I'd be in a good mood too if I had all those contracts.
Hey, no kidding. You know what's funny is Jimmy's in a good mood and he's funny. Scott Boras, who's Jimmy has become the college football coach version of what Scott Boras is and the baseball.
Yeah.
But Scott Boras seems miserable, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, Jimmy's not. I've been around him a couple of times. Dude, his first thing that struck me was like how funny he is. I can see why he has that type of personality that you want him representing you. And maybe we all need to redo it. Maybe I'll get him to do a group 92.9
right.
game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we get one?
But, yeah, I'm gonna call Rusty.
Oh man, I don't know if I can get him on the phone, but he is funny to be around him a couple of times. And this guy is he is the agent, and he is without a doubt, the most powerful man in college football, period.
Absolutely. Well, Rusty, thank you so much for coming in. Hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. You got Rusty Rocks today, right?
No, we're doing something for the first time ever, and it was Sandra's idea.
Okay.
We're doing the Rusties, my yearly awards.
Love it.
Oh. First time ever. Man, she made me work for this. I'm like, Sandra, I'm going to roll in. We're going to tell some jokes, have some fun. I'm getting ready to shop. She's like, no, you working tomorrow. I was like, all right.
I hope she doesn't want me to work tomorrow like that.
Give away. I don't know if we're going to do the bows. But,
yeah, I don't think. We'll call it the squids.
We're doing the Rusties today.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you again for coming in. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And, of course, you can catch him on the Steakhouse right at 9 when we wrap up. Coming up, we're going to get you some more of this Raheem audio from yesterday next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.